Hello, my name is Briar Deacon, and I am a Boy Scout, and I am doing this for my reading merit badge, and so I can improve my communication skills. This is fun, and I don't need my stupid memo for this anymore, because this is just fun. So, yay! This one is called Biggering with Smiggerings from a Ranger Rick book. If you want to actually read it, I'll tell you. It is February 1993 from Ranger Rick. February 1993. Biggerings with Sniggerings. Once upon a time, in a kingdom called Small, there were people called Small Ones with no trouble at all. They lived by the shore of the Lap-Lappy Waters, a lake full of fishes. Small fishes called Cotters. "What a life we are living," the Small Ones said. "See? There are all kinds of cotters for you and for me. There are flecky-finned cotters and cotters with curls, and cotters that danced and cotters that twirled. There are left-swimming cotters and ones that swam right, ones out in daytime and ones out at night. There are plenty of cotters for small ones to take and plenty left over to swim in the lake. The cotters are good. They were fishes, delicious. The small ones caught them and then served them in dishes. And if they caught plenty of cotters that day, they dried them in sunbeams as if they were hay. Drying them meant they could eat them tomorrow or even much later. But then came the sorrow. It started with the big ones, big folks with no brains, and everything started to go down the drain. The big ones examined the Lap-Lappy Waters and said it was too wrong for small ones to like cotters. "These fish are too small. This lake deserves bigger, because bigger is better. That's the way that we figure." So the big ones began to plan for their biggering by bringing in big, hungry fish they call sniggerings. "Sniggerings are huge," they said. "Sniggerings eat cotters. Sniggerings are better for Lap-Lappy Waters." Just then a small one, named Smallest, said, "Sir, I have a small question that I hope you will answer. My question is, what will sniggerings do that cotters cannot?" "Why, sniggerings are bigger. They'll bring in more money and you when you catch them and sell them. Just trust us, honey," said the big one, and he gave the young smallest a smile and said, "Now relax. You'll see in a while. That bigger is better. That's how we are figuring." And then the big ones began biggering and biggering. They brought in the sniggerings. They brought quite a few. Soon sniggerings were swallowing small fish with one chew. They ate flecky-finned cotters up by the score, and when they were finished with those, they ate more. They ate left-swimming cotters and ones that turned right. They ate them by day, and they ate them by night. "Our cotters are going. Our cotters are gone. What will we eat now? Asked the small ones. "Catch sniggerings," said big ones. "They're better for you." So the small ones caught sniggerings and then said, "Pew! These sniggerings taste yucky. They really taste bad. We'd rather eat cotters," they said, and were sad. But then they were angry and started to cry when they found out that sniggerings just couldn't dry. And the sunbeams, like, hey, they rotted that way. "To save sniggerings," the big ones told them, "you may smoke them over fires that you've built," they said. "See, you have forests nearby with plenty of trees." There were plenty of trees in the forest so near, but chopping trees for the fires just made the land clear. With no trees to hold it, the soil then washed into the lake as if it had been flushed. Just as small ones were catching big fish for the market, the big ones came back in big boats they called larkets. "A larket is bigger," they said. "It can take huge bunches of fish right out of the lake." And small ones just watched as the larkets went past. They were the first to the market. The small ones were last. The big ones, it turns out, got all the big bucks. The small ones, they got only bad luck. Instead of lap-lappies, fishes delicious, they got snickerings that tasted yucky in dishes. Instead of forests nearby with plenty of trees, they got stumpy stumps and smoke in the breeze. One day, as small as sat by the lake, he started to cry. He started to ache. He looked at the water and said, "Well, here's how I figure. Bigger's not better, and bigger better ain't bigger." This story, written by Deborah Churchman and illustrated by Jack DeRosier, is dedicated to the memory of great Dr. Seuss, Theodore Geisel. Dr. Seuss, author of The Lorax and many other books, worked to make the Earth a better place for all, no matter how big, no matter how small. So, it's based on a true story when a bunch of people used to eat it's spelled C-I-C-H-L-I-D. It's a type of small fish. I thought it was cool. And then people came by with Nile perch and said they thought that since Nile perch are bigger, then the people would be less hungry. And since they're bigger, they could make more money selling bigger fish, you know? This is true. What happened was the Nile perch ate all the chitchlid, I don't know, and the chitchlid are almost extinct now, and the Nile perch tasted bad, and, well, the smoking thing instead of the hay drying, that's true. So, yeah. Remember, if you ever want to read this story for yourself, I don't know if you can get your hands on it nowadays, but it's February 1993 edition of Ranger Rick, and it has a little cute creature in the front. It's really cute. You gotta see it sometime.
It's like an anteater.
So, yeah. Anyways, have a nice day. And that's it. Goodbye.